And I believe my answer, Andy, was we're just starting. Yeah. This meeting in Atlanta, which thank you for organizing, was our first foray into marketing our company in the United States. So people do not know who we are, and we're going to start telling the story more frequently. So we're primarily undervalued because of the fact of lack of knowledge of our company. And as we do additional work, we'll get re-rated based upon the results we have, and we have our drilling program starting in March.
Oh, excellent. So a lot of news should be dripping or really flowing out through the next couple of quarters, correct?
For the rest of 2026, we're going to have a lot of catalysts, a lot of news coming out, drilling, surface work, new agreements in place.
Are you fully funded through the year?
We raised $5 million Canadian dollars in October. Eric Sprott took $1 million of that, who, as you know, is a very prolific investor in the silver and gold space. We have had a number of warrants exercised along the way as our market increased. So our cash reserves has remained pretty much around $5 million. But we are targeting 1 million ounces of gold and around 70 million ounces of silver. The project is now all together, so there's three distinct zones that weren't together previously. So across all those are the numbers that we're looking for. And based on the information we have, the drill information, the surface work that's been done, we think that is a reasonable target.
Steve Barley, Magma Silver, good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well, Andy.
Yeah, welcome to Atlanta. To all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor of Magma Silver, and they also are a sponsor of NaturalResourceStocks.net. To all my Atlanta people, they will also be at the conference May 1st through 2nd. So, Steve, we've had this wild run in silver. Let's talk about that first. We had this huge spike up in January, and now it seems to be corrected a lot, actually. Hopefully, I think it's going to be finding some footing around this, you know, between 50 and 70. What are your thoughts on the run-up in silver and just the metals market in general?
The metals market is, both gold and silver, is very active, as you pointed out. I think silver ran a little too high, a little too hot, too quickly. It's going to correct, like all of these cycles. I'm not sure the level it's going to come to, but eventually it's going to have to go up simply because of supply and demand.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And to all my viewers and listeners, I did take some profits really through the fall and winter, but I still own a ton of stock and I'm selectively buying. One of the things that stood out to me and what was, we just had lunch here with a bunch of investors in Atlanta, and the big question is why are you guys so inexpensive relative to your peers and to what you got?
And I believe my answer, Andy, was we're just starting. This meeting in Atlanta, which thank you for organizing, was our first foray into marketing our company in the United States. So people do not know who we are, and we're going to start telling the story more frequently. So we're primarily undervalued because of the fact of lack of knowledge of our company. And as we do additional work, we'll get re-rated based upon the results we have, and we have our drilling program starting in March.
Oh, excellent. So a lot of news should be dripping or really flowing out through the next couple of quarters, correct?
For the rest of 2026, we're going to have a lot of catalysts, a lot of news coming out, drilling, surface work, new agreements in place. It's going to be a very busy, interesting year, and hopefully by the end of the year, people will start to know who we are, and our stock will reflect that.
Got it. So we're going to talk about what do we think you have, and we've talked about this previous conversations, but I want to talk about that again. But I want to also revisit boxes I like to check. If we can talk about cash you have in the bank, and one of the things I like to ask is, and to all my viewers and listeners, you know, go down your checklist and see if a company is fully funded for the year, the drill program. So that's my question to you. How much cash do you have in the bank? Are you fully funded through the year?
We raised $5 million Canadian dollars in October. Eric Sprott took $1 million of that, who, as you know, is a very prolific investor in the silver and gold space. We have had a number of warrants exercised along the way as our market increased. So our cash reserves has remained pretty much around $5 million, what we started with. We're fully funded for 2026. We're fully funded for all of the planned work programs and drill program that we have coming.
Okay, so that's excellent. So talk to me about how many shares outstanding, or roughly, again, you don't have to nail the number, but I just want to get an idea and give my viewers an idea. How many shares do you have fully diluted?
Fully diluted, about 110, 111 million shares, about 80 million of basic. Half of that went with the last financing round with a bunch of well-heeled investors out of Toronto and Montreal. So the stock is well-placed.
Got it. And do you know a lot of these investors? You said they're well-connected, but I mean, and what I'm trying to get at is that what happens a lot of time is you'll sell stock to somebody you don't know, and then they'll lose some things that you don't want it to do. But yeah, how well connected are you to these shareholders?
I had the good fortune of having the opportunity to review and approve the investor list, although it was done by an investment banking firm, Research Capital. The names on there that I didn't know who they were, I recognized the names. So Eric Sprott, of course, stood out. He took a fifth of the financing. And the rest are senior guys who know the space. And they're also long-term investors. We weren't looking for short-term. We were looking for guys that are buy this and allow us to do the work and increase the value.
Excellent. So let's talk about really, and this is the primary reason why somebody should buy a company, is what the rocks are the rocks. What do you have right now? What can you comment on what you think you have on the record? Just, yeah, tell me about that.
I really like our deal because of the fact we will be extremely low cost as far as mining goes.
Yeah,
we are speculating it'll be $35 to $40 per metric ton. If you do the simple math, even on a low grade silver and low grade gold, hundreds of dollars of gross value per metric ton. So it's going to be a low cost producer. I'm not overly sensitive to gold and silver price. Silver can be $35. Gold can be $3,500, and this project will still create value and make money. We're also in a great country in Peru. We have a great location, easy access, and we had Newmont, Rio Silver, Bear Creek, Anglo Gold spend in current dollars about $14.5 million Canadian on this project before we came in. So the project, even though it's a new story, it's well advanced. We know exactly where to look and where to drill.
Yeah. Take a couple spots back from that. You picked this asset up from another junior, if I'm not mistaken, and it used to be a mine that Newmont owned. So, not a mine, I should say a property, that a project that Newmont owned. Talk to me about that. Do you have all of that data? And how are you going to, I don't know, work through the data? How are you going to make it better, if you would?
Yes, Newmont, we have purchased all of their data. We have all of their drill logs, all their assays, all their IP surveys, all of the internal feasibility studies that they did, the fatal flaw studies. We have all of their information, and we've been through it very carefully. Add that on with additional knowledge that my technical team has, we are going to be going back and confirming some of the Newmont drill holes starting in March of this year. But we're also going to look at a different approach in that my technical people think that maybe Newmont didn't drill in the exact right direction. So we're hoping to improve on the Newmont numbers. But I have all that data.
Yeah. So this is not really just going out wildcatting or greenfield. This is, you know where the silver's at, you know where the gold's at, and then you're just making sure it's there, I guess, for lack of a better way.
That's exactly right. We have all the GPS locations for the drill callers. They've all been located. We know exactly where they drilled. We know what angle they drilled on. We know what depth and what the results they had at each interval going down the hole. So we're starting pretty much knowing what we expect to find. But because we do not have the core, no one preserved it, we have to duplicate some of the Newmont work. And it'll also give us additional geological information using more modern techniques on the location and orientation of the deposit.
Got it. Okay, so if you can comment, and if you can't, just let me know. But if you can comment, how many ounces of silver and how many ounces of gold do you think you have? Can you comment about that?
Yeah, and these numbers will have to be proven up through drill results and all the additional work we do. But we are targeting 1 million ounces of gold, and around 70 million ounces of silver. The project is now all together, so there's three distinct zones that weren't together previously. So across all those zones, those are the numbers that we're looking for, and based on the information we have, the drill information, the surface work that's been done, we think that is a reasonable target.
Okay, so I just look at your share price where it is now and what we think what we have in the ground, and again, that is a that's a great value. So talk a little bit about, again, that's not financial advice, do your own due diligence. But talk a little bit about, one of my key questions is, as a junior, as an exploration company, is I want to know who is around you. So comment about that.
We have some very good neighbors. All of the land to the western extent of our Uramina zone is owned primarily by BHP. Tech Corp is in there as well. Anglo is in there. And when you go 20 to 25 kilometers further west, all along the same mineralized trend, Silver Mountain's there. And they're about to reactivate an old silver mine, and they're trading very well. They have over a quarter of a billion market cap at this point in time.
Okay, so really one of the biggest players, if not the biggest player in the world, is right next door.
Correct.
And then some other big players. Talk to me a little bit about just one of the biggest expenses of is infrastructure and building a mine. Talk to me about infrastructure, what's around you, or do you even have infrastructure on the project?
There is no current infrastructure. This project has never been mined. Mm-hmm. There's lots and lots of land available to build it. One thing that I really like about this project is going to be low infrastructure. We're looking at an open pit, shallow operation. We're looking at maybe a light crush of the rock we blast, and then it's going to be thrown onto a pad and leached. So the infrastructure is very, very minimal in terms of cost and time frame.
Got it. So it's pretty turnkey, and that's something I'm trying to get at, like whether the big players want something turnkey, and this is a pretty turnkey operation, correct?
Yes, this is, if you look at another project called Alamo Dorado that Pan American bought back.
I was going to ask you that. What's similar? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's our closest comp, and it was silver, gold, shallow, easily mined, open pittable, heap leach, and it was for 10 or 12 years the biggest money maker for Pan American Silver. We know about our project because one of the geos involved in that project is part of the vendoring group, and hopefully at some point in time will become part of our group. So he has full knowledge of how that project developed. And so we think that that's a good comp. They mined, they were producing 5 to 6 million ounces of silver and 25,000 to 30,000 ounces of gold per year and making money every step of the way.
Got it. So investors should be paying attention. You just mentioned 10 minutes ago that you have news coming out throughout the year. Can you specifically, you have the drill bit turning here now next month, correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
Okay, so those results, I'm assuming, will be out in April or May, and what I'm trying to get, can you talk about specifics, when stuff will be coming out and when they should be paying attention?
Yeah, when you're looking for results from a drill program, it's hard for me to say it's going to be on May 3rd.
Right.
But if we start drilling...
Depends on the lab, right?
Exactly, and how big the backlog is. A lot of people drilling at the same time because there's a lot of money in the market now.
Right.
And but we're looking at drilling in March. I would think we would have the initial drill results out latest May.
Okay.
Along the way, we're also doing additional surface work on the Ninabumba Main project, which was the Anglo Gold piece of the property, and we'll have continual results from trenching, channel sampling, all the work that we're going to do in preparation for drilling on that side of the property. So we should have, through 2026, drill results plus continuous new flow.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Steve, if people want to find more about you, where do they go? What exchanges are you traded on, and what are your ticker symbols?
We are trading on the TSX.V, and we're MGMA. We are on the OTCQB as MAGMA.F. And we're on Frankfurt. I believe we are B21 on Frankfurt.
Well done.
I struggle with the OTCQB quite often.
And that's where I bought them. I bought them on the OTC. So again, not financial advice. Colby's my producer. When I shouted him out on some of the videos, he'll put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Steve, is great spending some time with you. Really looking forward to the continuation of everything, and really looking forward to seeing you coming down to Atlanta in May. It should be a good time.
We really appreciated the invitation. We met some really good people today at our lunch gathering. We fully intend to come back on a regular basis and meet with that group of people and additional people, and appreciate the introduction from you, Andy.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you so much, Steve, and Magma Silver. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.